So let's review. Our shir began with Amar Rav, Gagan Valiyas Lo Niskatru. The rooftops and upper floors of buildings in Yerushalayim and the Azara do not have the same level of Kedusha as the ground level of those locations. The Gemara asks four questions on Rav. First, Rav himself said, Kezesa Pischa V'Hilela Poka Igra. After eating a kezayis of the Korban Pesach, the rooftops would crack from the sound of howl, implying that Korban Pesach was eaten on the roof. The Gemara answers that the Korban Pesach was eaten on the ground level, and after the meal was over, they would go to the rooftop to sing howl. Second, the Braisa says that the upper story of the Kodesh HaKodeshim was even holier than the Kodesh HaKodeshim itself, and that the Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh HaKodeshim once a year on Yom Kippur. But the upper chamber was only checked once every several years to see if it needed repairs. Apparently, even the upper story has Kedusha. Rav Yosef answers that the upper story, the Heichel, has Kedusha, because HaKol B'Chsav Me'yad Hashem Alai Hiskel. The design of the Heichel, including the upper stories, was designed by Hashem, and therefore it has full Kedusha. Rav only said that Gagan Valis of Yerushalayim and the Azara do not have Kedusha. Third, the Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni says, Halishkos habenuyos b'kodesh u'psuchos l'chol, toichen chol v'gagasein kodesh. The inside of the chambers built in a holy area that open to a non-holy area are not holy, but the rooftops are holy. The Gemara answers that these rooftops are level with the floor of the Azara, and they are holy because they are considered the ground level. When they open to the Azara, the inside of these chambers are holy, even though they are below ground, because tunnels below ground are holy if they open to the Azara. Finally, the Braisa says, "Begagoy Kodesh, the roof of the Heichel is holy." The Gemara answers that the rooftops were not holy to the degree of actually eating kachim kachim or shecht kachim kalim there. They were merely holy enough to store kalim that were used in construction of the Beis Hamikdash, like the two amma measuring sticks that were both slightly larger than the real amma. When the Mishnah says, "Oyve achoy mekelefnim," the top of the wall is considered like inside the wall, implying that even tops of walls are holy, Rav would explain that it is talking about the top of the lower supporting wall, which was even with the ground level of the Ezra's HaKehan. Before proceeding with the next Mishnah, we will review the Machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon in two halachas, based on different interpretations of two psukim. The first pasuk says, Alabatim asher yechol oisa behem. The second pasuk says, Mabayis echad yechol. Yehuda derives from the first pasuk, Sha'apesach nechol b'shtei chaburas. A Korban Pesach may be eaten in two groups. The word habatim is plural, referring to two places. The word yoichelu is likewise plural, referring to two people or groups. The word oisai is singular, referring to one Korban Pesach. Therefore, the pasuk is saying, one Korban Pesach can be eaten by two groups in two places. Reb Yehuda then derives from the second pasuk, Eina eichel oichel b'shnei mekaymes. An individual may not eat from the Korban Pesach in two places. Since Reb Yehuda holds yesh eim l'mesayres, the spelling of the word is primary, he reads the pasuk as Bebayis Echad Yoichal, referring to the person and saying, he shall eat it in one place. Shimon disagrees and holds, Shal Oichal Oichal B'Shnei Mekaymes. The individual may eat from the Korban Pesach in two places. He derives this halacha from the first pasuk, Alabatim Ashi Oichal Oichal Behem, because he interprets the word Yoichalu, plural, as they, all individuals, may eat the Korban Pesach in Habatim, two places. Reb Shimon also disagrees with Reb Yehuda regarding the first halacha, and holds Eina Pesach Nechel B'Shtei HaChaburas. A Korban Pesach may not be eaten in two groups, which he derives from the second pasuk, Bebayis Echad Yochel. Since Reb Shimon holds Yesh Eim LeMikra, the pronunciation of the word is primary, he reads the pasuk as Bebayis Echad Yeochel, referring to the Korban Pesach, and saying it shall be eaten in one place, it may not be split among two groups. The Gemara explains two nafkaminas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Hayyishvin v'nifrasa mechitza b'neim. They were sitting as one group when a partition was inserted between them, splitting them into two groups. According to Rabbi Yehuda, oichlin, they may continue eating because ha-pesach nechel b'shnei chaburas. Rashi points out, it's not considered shnei mekaymais because each group remains in the place they were. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, ein oichlin, they may not continue eating because ein ha-pesach nechel b'shnei chaburas. The second nafkamina, they were originally sitting b'shnei mekaymes in two areas, separated by a partition, of course eating two different karbanas Pesach, because they are shnei chaburas, two groups, when the mechitza was removed. There is no issue of shnei chaburas, because they were originally and remain shnei chaburas. However, there is an issue of shnei mekaymes, as Rashi explains, because the newly enlarged space, part of which they were not exposed to earlier, is for each group considered a new place. Therefore, their opinions now come out reversed. According to Reb Shimon Eichlin, they may continue eating because Eichel Eichel Shnei Mekaymes. However, according to Reb Yehuda Ein Eichlin, they may not continue eating because Ein Ha Eichel Eichel Shnei Mekaymes. Now we can go back to the Mishnah, which follows the opinion of Reb Yehuda. Zok the Mishnah, Shtei Chaburim Shehayu Eichlin Bebayis Echad. Elu Hayfchin Es Pneim Heilech Veichlin, Veelu Hayfchin Es Pneim Heilech Veichlin. Two groups, which are halachically one group, who are eating a single Karban Pesach in the same house, may each turn their face away from the other while eating. We're not concerned that they appear like two groups, because according to Yehuda, they're even allowed to actually split into two groups. V'hameichim be'emtza, even with the kettle in the middle, Rashi explains that the separation of the kettle makes them actually shnei chaburis and shnei mekaymes. Therefore, when the waiter, who must belong to one group, serves the other group, he may not eat, because it would be b'shnei mekaymes. He should close his mouth and turn his face toward his group, so as not to be accused of eating in another place. The Mishnah continues, Hakala hefeches panel. A kala, out of embarrassment, can turn her face away from the rest of our group when eating the Karban Pesach, and does not have to worry that this gives the impression that she is removing herself from the group. In this context, the Gemara tells the story of Rav Huna. When Rav Huna visited Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, he identified himself as Rav Huna with his title, because Bal Hashem Ani, that is what everybody had always called him. When offered to sit on the couch, he immediately sat, because Kol Mashdim L'cha Bal HaBayis Asay, you should do whatever the host tells you to do. He immediately accepted an offer of a cup of wine, because Ein Masarvin L'Gadol, you may not refuse an offer from a great man. He drank the wine in two gulps, because drinking in one gulp looks gluttonous, and drinking in three gulps looks arrogant. Shmuel Ben Yossi once drank in one gulp, because he was offered sweet wine in a small cup, and he was a large man. Rav Huna didn't turn away while drinking, because the Mishnah only says that a kala turns away. The Perek concludes with another few rules of meal etiquette. When a group will eat together, and the mealtime has arrived, as long as three people are ready to eat, they can ask the waiter to start serving them. When each individual finishes his meat, he can leave, and the waiter will stay to serve those left behind, even one or two people, as long as the waiter knew in advance that they'd finish at different times. Ravina holds that the last person at the meal has to give the waiter an extra tip. V'les hilchas hakavasei. We do not paskin like Ravina. Hanalach ketz etzaylin. We have Baruch Hashem completed the seventh parak of Masechta Pesachim, and on the following daf, we'll begin the eighth parak, Ha'isha be'ezes Hashem.